Listen up, hockey fans. You're in the right place. A no-holds-barred debate between two hockey fans. Stay up to date with current NHL news, even the controversial. Welcome to the Debate Hockey Podcast with your hosts, Brad Brood and Blake Friars.
Good evening and welcome to the Debate Hockey Podcast, episode 160. As we fired off on a Tuesday night, I'm Brad Brood, the host. Joined alongside my co-host, Blake Friars. Blake, Thanksgiving in the rearview mirror, and Christmas approaching quickly.
Yeah, I was actually down in the States for American Thanksgiving.
How was that for you?
It was good, except when we went to get a pregame meal, nothing was open. That was kind of shitty. Or not a pregame meal, but like a game meal when we got to Wenatchee. We had to settle for old Denny's on Thursday night.
Wasn't
too terrible. I mean, it's better than like McDonald's or something. Like we got some, you know, a burger and some fries, which is good. But got home at 5 a.m. yesterday morning, and boy, oh boy, I was a tired duck, and that's why we're doing the podcast today, because I was not functioning yesterday.
Yeah, once in a while, you know, life happens, and happens to all of us. We shifted a night, no big deal.
No, it was a good trip, though. Won all three games. Pretty good. We're 15-3-1 to start the year. It's
Is that the same record of the Flames?
I don't know.
Pretty close.
Who's counting? Definitely not the same record as the Canucks.
If you flip-flop it.
I think there were 6-15 or something. I was talking to the coaches. I say, hey, at least we're doing good, because the Canucks, oh boy, that's a whole different story.
That was a busy weekend of hockey. I watched a lot of hockey on TV this weekend. Big hockey rivalry here in the States as the University of North Dakota took on the University of Minnesota in Grand Forks. Split. Which is about what I expected from the
Hey, so you're a North Dakota fan, right?
Yeah.
What do you think of those jerseys?
The Nodak ones?
Those are sexy.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. They're different. They're pretty cool. I like them.
It's a little outside the box, which I like. It's different. It's a nickname, not the school, you know?
I thought it was cool.
I like it.
Yeah.
I love the diagonal letters.
You know, I do. I do if it's not overdone. It seemed like in a few years ago, everybody was doing it, and I don't like them. But, you know, it looked good. It was different. I like the colors. Those jerseys, they just look clean and sharp.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
100%.
No, it was good. It was a good series and fun to watch. And then I watched Hockey in Canada on Saturday night along with that college game and just some random junior games.
What game was it yesterday? Is Calgary and Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
It was a good game?
It was.
I caught the third period overtime and shootout. I mean, boy, like nobody could score until like the seventh round. What was going on?
I had to laugh. Who was it on the Flames bench? Was like, I thought I was going to get tapped for the shootout. Is it? No, somebody asked Lucic if he thought he was going to get tapped, and he's like, no, I'm usually waiting for the 11th round.
Yeah, or like the 15th. He's been off to a good start, though.
6 goals. That's more than
Elias Pettersson.
I know. You said
Pettersson's only making $1.3 million more, though, so we're all right.
They were talking today already how bad Vancouver's going to hate the OEL contract.
He hasn't even been bad. It's been good.
I know he hasn't, but you just wait. I mean, things are just so bad.
It's so unfair that people can say that and he's actually been good.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck, give the guy a break.
Did you see the Minnesota Wild scoreboard on Friday night? You know, it was Black.
Yeah, when they said offer Black Friday sales for Winnipeg goals.
Yeah, it's a Winnipeg special.
From one of the quietest atmospheres I've ever been in, that's kind of tough to say that.
I thought it was kind of funny, but I don't usually condone anything Minnesota does because I'm not a Minnesota fan. But I did actually, chuckle on that one.
That was good. I'll give him that.
Something I didn't chuckle on, though, is freaking New Jersey Devils in this New Jersey. This thing is ugly.
Oh, my goodness. It's Mark Brodeur designed it. He's not a jersey designer. I like the black jersey.
No, come on. That's a fad from 20 years ago, Blake.
I like black jerseys, but like it's that design just ain't it.
I want you to do something tonight. I want you to Google Chicago Blackhawks jerseys.
Yeah, it's the same jersey. It's
freaking same thing. Yeah. And then it just says jersey on the front. Have you seen this stupid like people mocking it by just putting t-shirt?
I saw Dougie Hamilton wearing a hat that said hat on it, so that was kind of funny.
I don't know. I don't like it. But you
Mark
know what?
Berger, though, news flash, he can't be creating jerseys. Like he was a good goalie. His jersey designing skills, not very sharp.
It, you know what, though, Blake, when you think about it, though, it fits in with New Jersey. Everything sucks. Right? Did you see that contract?
Pretty good.
Did you see that contract they signed today?
Hughes, 8x8?
Yeah. Are they drunk?
He's definitely not worth that right now, but he might be worth it in 2 years.
So you're going to pay on potentials?
Ottawa just did that with Brady Tkachuk.
Brady Tkachuk's at least played for a couple years and proven he can be a force out there.
Where's Jack Hughes?
His Jack Hughes was a complete blip last year. He sucked. Like, he has not done anything to earn this. Nothing.
He's got 3 points, 2 games this year. He just came back. He had 31 points, 56 games. Not terrible.
$8 million?
Okay, but Tkachuk just got 7.5.
But it's a different style player.
Okay, but like you can't say that Kachuk's worth even defending it right now and not say.
I don't think Quinn Hughes is worth what he's getting.
They're paying Brady Tkachuk on potential. Same thing as the jersey. It's the same.
And it'll go back. It'll come back to haunt him. But at least I would rather take my risk with somebody with size. If you're paying on potential,
how tall is Brady Tkachuk?
I don't know. He's like 6'2", I think. He's just a physical force. Hughes is not a physical force at all.
Brady Tkachuk. He's 6'4".
He is. Okay, that's bigger than I thought.
He's 6'1". Yeah, no, he's big. Like, I don't know. They're both have potential.
I'm going to tell you something right now.
Not sure if I want to game 8 years, but
if you're a GM and you're going to pay out those dollars on potential, I will place money in Vegas. You don't win a Stanley Cup.
Yeah, it's a fair point.
One last thing before we start the show. I was looking at Twitter last night, and honestly, lately I've tried to stay off it a little bit because people are so dumb. God, is that just like the breeding ground of stupidity?
I'm refreshing Twitter every single second because the baseball lockout's about to happen tomorrow and there's a bunch of flurry of signings coming. So,
yeah, that's another sport that I was talking about it with one of my buddies at work today.
Oh, no. This, come on.
And we were just talking about athletes and how much they're paid and how much their pay has changed over the last 40 years. And we were just talking about it, and I said, Eric, what would happen if all the owners were like CFL owners? I said, we're not paying it out, man. The most you can make in Major League Baseball is $500,000. Take it or leave it.
Well, it's not like that, though.
I know, but guess what would happen? They'd all take it. They'd all play. They're not going to go work at a real fucking job.
Yeah, probably not.
And then you could lower tickets to $12 a ticket so people could actually take their family to a game.
Okay, baseball tickets are cheap, dude.
Well, I know that's because they play 162 games.
$6.
I know. That's because they're just starving to get anybody in there. But you can't go buy a hockey ticket for that. You can't go buy a football ticket for that.
You can get like a $50 ticket.
Okay, but $50.
Up in the nosebleed.
Okay, so then look at this, Blake. So let me say I take my family.
You buy a beer and then
I'm $1,000 in.
Huh?
I'm $500. If I bought $50 tickets, right? And I took my family. That's $250 to get in.
Yeah.
Then I got to pay $30 to park outside. So I'm up to $280.
You can park far away and walk.
Where am I parking at the MTS Center in Winnipeg and walking?
Oh, you just stay in the hotel and get and it comes with a free parquet. What do you mean?
Perfect. So that's another $300 a night for the room.
Okay.
So now I'm up there. Now we're already to shit. We're at $500 right now. So then I go down and have my wife and I have a beer and a hot dog. There's $40.
I'll go.
Okay, 35. It's $12 a beer.
Probably 30 bucks.
You're not getting two beers and two hot dogs for $30 at a hockey game. Maybe at a junior hockey game.
What do you mean? $10 a beer.
$12 for a beer at a pro game.
$5 for a hot dog. I guarantee that's what it is.
$15. I know last time I was in at the XL Energy Center in Minnesota, I paid $12 for a beer and $8 for a hot dog. Probably not the same at every arena, but that's what I paid.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, it's kind of outrageous. I really have a ton of respect for the CFL.
A little bit.
I do. They pack their arenas, their stadiums.
Riders with a big win, playoffs.
Why were there no fans there?
Because people don't want to show their vaccine cards.
Good
and
for them.
It was. I mean, it's just a harsh reality that the diehard people are probably lots are unvaccinated, and you can't go if you're not vaccinated. So
good for them.
That's. I mean, there are still a lot of people there. It's pretty loud on TV, but yeah. I mean, it was definitely. A lot of green seats for sure.
Yeah, it's too bad. All right, let's get going. On today's episode, we're going to talk about the quarter mark standings, compare them to our predictions. We'll roll into the quarter mark awards, and we'll talk about who should win, like, you know, five or six little awards here. And then we'll go around the league, talk about Draisaitl, Panarin, Tkachuk getting bit, Murray on waivers, and God, what a freaking mess.
Okay. Talking about the Pacific Division, so
yeah, we are. We'll skip what a mess in Montreal. All right, Blake, our predictions aren't that bad. Every year we hear about American Thanksgiving, and if you're in a playoff position 77% of the time since salary cap started, that's if you're in at Thanksgiving, you're in. If you're out, 23% chance of making it.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. We did our predictions at the beginning of the year, and I don't think they're too bad, really. Like, I haven't studied them here because I knew we were going to talk about it on the show, but, like, I don't think we're too bad off here, buddy. I think we might look good for once here. Maybe not so much in the Pacific. We'll do that last. Let's talk Metro.
Okay.
Me and you, we shouldn't start at the Metro, Blake. Gosh.
You had Philly in the playoffs.
Yeah, but you had the Islanders winning the division, and so did I, so.
Let's go over to the Atlantic.
Okay, we'll talk Atlantic first. Okay. we both had Tampa Bay first, which they're third. They're close. I mean, they're close. And then, you know, you look at the standings right now, and it stands right currently. 33 Toronto, 31 Florida, 27 Tampa Bay. Those three are locked.
33 Florida, 33. They just won today.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry.
Sorry, yeah.
They haven't updated it on the website yet.
I'm on it right now.
Okay, well, I screenshotted this a few minutes ago. All right, dude?
Oh, okay. All right.
But you know what? We're pretty good. We both had Tampa Bay, Florida, Toronto. We haven't flip-flopped. But you know what? I think there's going to be a lot of change within those three. But I think we can both agree those are the three that are going to be there at the end. Mm-hmm. And they're there now, and that's what we predicted. So we're not looking too stupid in that one.
Yeah.
We get a little dumber, though. I had Boston, which I do think Boston will finish fourth. You had Boston fourth, and I think we're probably going to be okay.
I had Boston out of the playoffs.
Yeah, but you had four of them going from the Metro.
No, three.
Five going from the Metro.
Five going Metro, yeah.
Yeah. But you still had Boston in fourth, though.
Yes.
I got him right here, Blake. I got him.
Oh, you got him?
Yeah, we're not getting off the freaking hook here. I'm not doing this off memory, dude.
Well, I don't know.
I log our predictions as soon as we do it so that if there's any sake of argument at the end of the year, I can just be like, screw off, Blake. I got him, man. So, I said Montreal, Ottawa, Detroit, Buffalo. And it is, Detroit's kind of surprising, everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
We both had them in seventh. I don't know. Buffalo, I don't think Buffalo, Montreal, and Ottawa all suck.
I thought Ottawa would be a lot better than that.
Yeah, you had Ottawa fifth, and I had them sixth. I had Montreal fifth because I just thought, how can you go to the Cup Finals and then be that horrendous the next year?
Well, I mean, they lost Deneau. They lost Carey Price. They lost Shea Weber. They just fired their GM. Like,
this team's we're going to talk about that later.
I don't know. It's just a tough situation.
I look at Ottawa, and I'm a little surprised. I thought Ottawa would be better.
Yeah.
I think Boston will take over Detroit pretty soon here. They've only played 18 games, so they'll be coming up on Detroit. I'm fairly impressed with Detroit. They work hard. That's not a bad hockey team. Buffalo was Buffalo.
Three in a row, 7-2-2 at home.
Yeah. Buffalo comes out of the chute looking good. And then it's just freaking airplane crashing.
Yeah, they're like 5-2. I'm like, what's going on here?
3-6-1 in their last 10.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's go on to the Metro. We didn't look so good in the Metro here. We both had the Islanders winning the division. The Islanders are in dead freaking last.
But yeah.
Now, tough, I knew start, this though. Road
13-game roadie to start.
I know, but you know, I'm with you. But they weren't bad on the roadie. They were 5-6-2 in the roadie. Since they've gotten home, they've lost 4 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably more of a fear if you're an Islanders fan, is the fact that when you did finally get home, you weren't good.
No.
This team can't score.
No.
And now they're dealing with COVID crap, and I don't know. Like, my gut tells me they fight their way back up.
This is the wrong fucking division to be doing that.
I know, that's the problem. I agree.
It might be too late.
I know. 20 some games in, and it might be too late.
They're already 13 points out of a playoff spot.
I know.
Like that's 7 wins.
Yeah.
I might go out on a limb and say Islanders missed the playoffs. I don't think they're getting out of this hole.
It's such a deep hole. So then how do you feel about the Flyers? Because I had the Flyers third and you had them fourth. So like you had them in the playoffs too, dude. So don't start getting too chippy with me here on that one.
No, I'm not getting chippy.
Carolina's in second. We both had them in second. I had Washington in fourth. You had Washington in fifth. You did have them making the playoffs, though, and they've been very impressive. You know what? Did we at all think that Washington would be the cream of the crop come quarter mark?
I mean,
I didn't.
Oshie and Backstrom.
I know. That's what I'm saying. They've got 33 points in 22 games. They won 8. They're 8-1-1 in the last 10. Like, yikes, this Caps team is good.
Yeah, they're really good. I had the Rangers in the playoffs, too.
So did I. No, I didn't. I had him out. No, I had him out. I had him just missing.
I was going to say.
And I'm just missing. I remember saying during the prediction show, they're a year away in my mind.
Yeah, I had Pittsburgh out of the playoffs.
You did. I had Pittsburgh out of the playoffs, too. We both had them in sixth, and I don't think they've been too bad. Although last night, I thought a couple of their players, I thought Letang was garbage last night.
Yeah.
Which surprises me, and I don't know. I still think they're going to fall down. Columbus, I think, will fall down. I had them seventh. You had them eighth.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to get to eighth, but maybe. New Jersey will fall, I think. Don't you? I had them eighth. You had them seventh. So.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think we got cream of the crop in the Atlantic. We know the top three, and I think we know the top three in the Metro.
Yeah.
Let's roll on over into the Western Conference, and let's talk a little bit about the Minnesota Wild and the Central Division.
They're a fucking good team.
We predicted this division exactly the same. So we really can't make fun of each other. We both had Colorado winning it, which I still think that Colorado will win it.
I think so too.
7-2-1 in their last 10. They've been rolling, really look good. I had Winnipeg. We both had Winnipeg second, and I don't doubt that that doesn't happen.
They're 1 point out of second right now.
Yeah. I don't understand some of the stuff going on in Winnipeg right now, though, with the fan base.
What about it?
I saw multiple things yesterday where they were saying it's time to fire Maurice, and I don't know. Like, is this team's 10-8-4 and like 7-3-1 at home, and we're gonna fire the coach? I mean,
yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, Shifley's struggling a little bit. Wheeler looks like he's out of whack. I don't think this is a coaching thing.
Right.
The only thing that I could, you know, if, from your perspective, the only thing I would be hoping for if I was you would be that the Jets fired Maurice and Vancouver hired him.
Yeah, sadly that ain't happening. Me and Jim Benning's not that smart to do that.
Jim Benning's probably right now packing his office up.
Yeah, packing his office up to go on vacation because he's in Vancouver another 3 years.
We're going to talk about that in a minute. St. Louis is in second right now, but they have been sputtering lately. We both have them in third. So we're not too far off on the playoff teams here. The only team that we've got wrong probably is Dallas. And I look at this team, they got 22 points right now. They've shown me no consistency. Now they've rattled off 4 wins in a row, but I think they had four losses in a row.
We both had Dallas in the playoffs?
No, we both had Dallas. Yeah, we both did. We had both had Dallas in the playoffs. We had Colorado, Winnipeg, St. Louis, Dallas. We had Minnesota, Chicago, Nashville, Arizona. Nashville's been a little bit of a surprise for me. We both thought they were going to have a down year.
Phillips Forsberg just scored 4 goals tonight.
Did he really?
Yeah, against Columbus.
Don't they need to sign him a contract this year?
What's that?
Don't they have to sign him to a contract?
Yeah, he's a free agent after the year. Just like your boy Johnny, contract year, score, score, score.
Let him go somewhere.
Don't you love to see that, buddy?
It's so typical.
Johnny Gaudreau is going to get $8.5 million and then suck.
I know, so I hope it's not in Calgary.
Be choked.
Well, it won't be in Calgary because they're not going to sign him to $8.5 and then
Calgary's signing them.
I don't know how they're going to afford to. They can't give him $8.5.
They'll trade Kachuk.
No way.
Or Monahan.
Well, nobody wants Monahan.
I think they would get rid of Monahan to keep Gaudreau if they chose.
We've been trying to trade Monahan all year for a bag of pucks, and nobody's going to take that salary on.
Not that too bad of a salary.
6.5. Are you taking that for Sean Monahan right now?
It's 6.25, isn't it?
Okay, so are you taking that?
If Calgary eats half.
Well, then we might as well keep him. Because he's a decent $3 million player. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen there. Let's shift gears and talk about that Pacific Division. Calgary sits atop the Pacific Division, and none of us saw that coming. We predicted this division pretty damn close to the same, but we both had Vegas winning it, and Vegas sits at 24 points right now. I still think Vegas could win it. They've had a lot of injuries.
I don't know.
Edmonton looks damn good. Edmonton's 15-5, and they look good, actually. They look really good. They've even had goaltending problems and have masked them by just outscoring their opponents. Now, that's not a recipe for success in my mind come postseason.
No.
But I don't know. I mean, this is a scary team to play right now, and one that every night when I watch them, it's like, you know, Draisaitl's bing, bang, boom, goal. McDavid weaves through 6 people, goal, and I don't know. I saw a stat today. Let me pull it up on my phone. I saved it because I don't know how to do anything other than screenshotting shit, so I do that all the time. That they won the other night for the 3rd time.
When they didn't record a point.
Since 2017.
Yep.
3 freaking wins when neither of them have a point.
They're 3-47, I think.
That would scare me, wouldn't it, you?
Yeah, but, I mean, when are they going to go that much without a point? Think about it. McDavid's played McDavid and Drysdale played almost 450 games, 500 games.
I know, but what if one of them gets hurt, though?
They've only gone pointless in 50 games. Like, they're pretty automatic to get at least 2 or 3 points a night.
No, I'm with you.
Like, I mean, that's the two best players in the world right now. So,
what do you think Calgary's secret to success has been this year?
They're getting good defense. They're getting good goaltending. And Johnny Gaudreau is playing out of his mind, right? I mean, they're getting depth. I mean, they're not even getting any production really from Sean Monahan, too. I mean, Mangiapane's bursted on the scene this year. And
he's third in the goals for the NHL.
Really, like, given Calgary, like, true depth scoring. Lucic has got 6 goals. I mean, there's, like, they're just getting lots of production from up and down their lineup that's really helping. And Markstrom's been playing out of his mind. So, I mean, that's good, too.
They're playing the Sutter system.
Yeah.
They really
They've
are.
Only allowed 48 goals in 22 games. Which is
43
insane.
Goals.
43 goals.
That's the lowest in the league.
Which is insane. Like, I mean, that's got to be the lowest by a lot. Let's see.
The next one is...
Next closest is...
49, Toronto. Nope, Carolina's only let 43 in. Tied.
There you go. I mean, that's a little surprising that Toronto's only allowed 49.
I know.
Well, that just shows you how good Jack Campbell's been.
Yeah, no shit.
Like, they're fucking on a roll, too, right now. 9-1 their last 10. They've won, what, 13-15?
Anaheim, 25 points. That surprised me. Me and you, I had Anaheim 5th. You had them 7th.
Anaheim's making the playoffs.
I know. Who was going to beat them out? Who's going to beat them out? Because the top four are sealed here. Calgary, Edmonton, Anaheim, Vegas.
No, they're not sealed. Fuck.
Is San Jose getting in?
No, they's not. There's nowhere near sealed. No.
Okay, so who's going to beat them out?
Vegas.
No, Vegas is in the top four.
No, they're not. Your screenshots are so behind.
Calgary,
right now it's Calgary, Edmonton, San Jose, Anaheim, Vegas.
Okay, well.
So I think Vegas takes San Jose's spot.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And then I think the other three say the same. Maybe L.A. sneaks in there. Maybe.
No. I think Seattle and Vancouver will battle for
Seattle,
the for
Vancouver
the
Vancouver absolute dumpster fires.
Seattle will be worse though. I do think they will end up worse.
I don't think so.
Should I get you going here, Blake? How do you fix the Canucks?
You got a clean house.
I know, but what good is that going to do, Blake?
You got.
I agree. I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree.
You got to start over. Bring a GM in.
And what's he going to do? It's all locked. It's all landlocked.
Just bring a new GM in. Just let him evaluate the team the rest of the year. Keep Travis the rest of the season.
Oh, that does no good. Travis wants. He's probably. But see, here's the deal. The problem is your owner's a tight ass.
I'm saying, like, fire Benning. Fire Benning.
But they bring just signed him. And they just signed Green.
Doesn't matter. That don't mean fuck all.
Your owner doesn't. It means a lot to him.
Yeah, no, the owner needs to grow a pair and fucking fire these two clowns. Still.
Okay, so let's get back to this. So what would you do? What do you do, though? Like, how do you fix this? Like, is it a 5-year fix or is it a 1-year fix?
It's been 8-year fix going on 9, so, I mean, you tell me.
So do you think the source of the problem is that the year in the bubble when you guys were really good?
They overperformed and put unrealistic expectations on the team.
And they sold off all their picks for other players and...
Yeah, they traded a second-round pick and Madden for Toffoli, didn't even offer him a contract. They traded a first for JT Miller, which turned out good.
All they offered...
You don't bring, OEL. I think that not bringing back Trevor Linden, or letting go of Trevor Linden and... not signing Chris Tanev, probably the biggest mistakes.
You said that Tanev was okay to let go.
No, I said Markstrom was. I mean, Tanev, the problem with Tanev.
You said he's too injury prone.
And in Calgary, he's stayed healthy. I mean, he's staying healthy. That's good. So, I mean, it's tough to say, man. Demko's playing out of his mind right now. He's holding the team in there.
Okay, you need to be honest on one question. Let's pretend that the Vancouver Canucks were the team we thought they were going to be in and in third place in the Pacific. Let's pretend. Okay? Would you rather have Jacob Markstrom or Thatcher Demko head into the playoffs? Be honest.
Both have no experience, so they're about the same. No? Markstrom and Demko both have
okay,
one
neither
round.
One have went
on
a run.
Playoff round each.
I'll give you that. I'll give you that. But I feel like Markstrom's got a little more experience.
In the league, sure, but both have the same amount of playoff experience.
Yeah, but you look in okay, so let's go down and look at this. Look at amongst the playoff teams. Robin Lehner's got experience. Gibson has no experience in the playoffs. Nobody in Edmonton besides Smith, who we don't know will even play this year, has experience.
What do you mean Gibson will have experience?
In the playoffs?
He literally took Anaheim to the third round in 2016.
Okay.
They lost in game 7?
5 years ago. Okay. 6 years ago.
Six. Try
okay.
Four.
Minnesota's got no goaltending experience.
Cam Talbot? He went to the playoffs and Calgary went to the playoffs with Edmonton. What are you talking about?
And lost.
Okay. That's,
so Markstrom's got as much experience as him then. Markstrom has as much experience as Talbot.
Sure.
I mean, he at least won a series with Vancouver. She won two series with Vancouver.
Two, yeah.
So what are you talking about, experience?
But he was dog shit in one of them.
But I'm just saying, like, you always say experience. Look, there's only a few goalies in the league that have won cups. And one of them I wouldn't take if you gave me a nickel.
Who, Jonathan Quick?
Binnington. I have no faith in that dude. I know he won a Stanley Cup. I know it. Whatever. Yay for him. I would not. I would go into the playoffs if we had Binnington. I'd be like, fuck this. It's not going to work. You can't tell me that St. Louis fans aren't like, I know he won us a cup, but good God. How do they, right? Am I wrong there? Maybe I'm seeing
something.
He might
be a little wrong. He's played pretty well this year.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Connor Hellebuyck has no freaking experience. Would you feel comfortable with him in the playoffs?
Yes.
I would too.
I would.
So would you feel comfortable with Jacob Markstrom in the playoffs?
Oh, yeah. I feel confident with him in the playoffs for sure. But, like, if you're comparing him to Demko, they have the same experience.
Except for Markstrom
won
two.
That was your original question.
Except for Markstrom won two rounds.
Okay, Demko carried the Canucks to 7 games.
He did.
And
played very well.
No business being in.
Yeah, none.
They should have got swept.
I don't know.
And Markstrom actually started that series.
Yeah.
And they got hurt.
He got hurt.
So
not really his fault, but yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
let's talk about some of these players and some of these awards. Who would you say is the MVP in the league right now at the quarter mark?
Might be Leon Draisaitl.
Well, okay. So I said let's do MVP and top forward. I put Draisaitl as a top forward, and then I put McDavid as the MVP. Just because McDavid scores the clutch goals. Draisaitl scores all the goals that get you there. That's a potent 1-2 punch.
It's like, fuck, every time we play the Oilers, you're just sitting on pins and needles.
I hate it.
These guys are entering the zone like, fuck.
How do you think
again.
It is?
Here comes and McDavid loves lighting up Markstrom. So like, the Flames on that just must suck.
So how do you think how do you think you feel? Well, you have the same problem because you got a bunch of clumsy defensemen and Tyler Myers, but how do you think we can relate to each other there? You got Tyler Myers and I got Zadorov with McDavid coming down.
Yeah, like, you're like, oh.
They both look like clumsy, you know, like freaking deer on ice.
Hughes actually hasn't played pretty bad against McDavid head-to-head. Like,
I wouldn't start tooting Hughes' horn. I'm not a believer in that dude yet. I got to see more.
You and Salmon Arms head coach both hate him.
I don't hate him. He scares me out there. Like, I don't know what it is, dude. I don't know if he tries to get too offensive sometimes, I think. I don't know what it is. I got to see a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Top defenseman, let's talk about that. Who do you think is the top defenseman this year? I'm going to go off the radar a little bit on this one, on my pick.
I don't know. Like,
do you know what I'm saying?
Roman Josi, no?
Well, I had him up on my list for sure.
Roman Yossi, Adam Fox, Cal McCarr, like, take your pick.
How about Aaron Ekblad? 22 games, 20 points. He's a plus 18.
What about Tony DeAngelo?
I know.
Just what a pickup that was. I mean, yeah, like mm-hmm. he's not the brightest individual and not a very good character.
But wait a minute, what did he do wrong?
We're not getting into this right now.
Okay.
He's a psychopath.
Why?
Literally punched his own teammate and he made racist comments on social media.
I know.
I'm saying,
and like, I'm not agreeing with those, but like
he's not a very good character, and he's not a very good human being. But like, so, he's having a fantastic year.
I know, but my question is like, if he was a coach, he'd be out of the league.
I mean,
right? Okay, yeah. But no, he has been very good this year.
Oh, hey, by the way,
yeah.
You see who got fired today?
Yeah.
Oh, Billy Peters.
Not winning. Why are people happy about that?
He's on his way back to Cowtown.
Good for him. Good. I hope so. Top goalie.
Jake Ottinger?
I thought that, but he hasn't played enough. He
is on fire.
Yeah,
right,
but
now
he's not as on fire as Jack Campbell.
Yeah, Jack Campbell's been really good. I'll give your boy credit. Dan Vladar's been really good, too.
Yeah, but he's only played 5 games.
He's got 2 shutties.
So, Jacob Markstrom's got 5.
Tristan Jarry, too. Shoving it up my hoop.
I think the Tristan Jarry last night looked like it was probably one of the best goaltending performances I've seen this year.
My top three, I'd probably go Jack Campbell, Jacob Markstrom, and
Freddie Anderson. I know, that's my top three too. How about Sergei Bobrovsky? How's he making you look?
Ivan, what is he doing?
He's got a .93 save percentage. He's won 10 of 14 starts.
Actually, you know who might be in my top three?
Who?
Igor Shesterkin.
He's been really good, too.
He's got a .933 save.
Yeah.
James Reimer, .934.
You see Cam Talbot's?
No.
.914. He's got freaking 12 wins already.
He's good, man.
I know. I always liked him. There's a lot of goalies that have been really good this year. Let's put it that way. Who would you pick for top rookie?
Oh, it's got to be Lucas Raymond.
Yeah, that one's pretty much
a that's an easy one.
Pretty much, I mean, kick that one into the hole.
Austin Mercer's been pretty good, too. Zegras has been good.
Yeah, Zegras has been really good.
Mort Sider's been super good.
I like watching him.
Jamie Drysdale, Byram.
A lot of them. We talked about this earlier in the year.
Cole Sillinger, Jonathan Dowlin, another Canucks prospect that they gave up on. Love that.
Top coach.
Andrew Burnett? Just kidding.
How do you not say Daryl Sutter?
Too soon. Yeah, honestly, it's probably Daryl Sutter or...
Did anybody see Calgary in this position first in the Western Conference?
No.
No. Not a prayer.
Maybe Roddy Brennamore?
He got fined $25,000 yesterday for ripping the
what
refs.
What did he say?
I don't know. I didn't get to see it yet. I just got the Twitter message right before we went on the air. He got fined $25,000. There's been some bad calls lately. Bad calls. All right. We got a ton of stuff to talk about. Let's go around the league and talk about all the crazy stuff that's happened. All right, Blake. First thing let's talk about is Draisaitl's points. I'm going to read this. Mark Spector had a tweet that said, Draisaitl is having the best season in 25 years. Here's a look at recent players who've had 40 points in 19 games. I'm going to read these off to you. Right now, Draisaitl has 40 points in 19 games. Lemieux had 44 in 15 games. Jágr had 41 in 19 games. By the way, that was on the same team. Lemieux had 50 goals in 19 games in 1993. Jari Kurri had 42 goals in 19 games in 93. And everybody, like, were there no goaltenders in 1993? Pat LaFontaine had 41 in 19 games in 1993. That's some pretty good company.
Yeah. Well, you said goals. You mean points, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yes, I'm sorry. Yes.
I'm like points. 50 goals in 19.
No. That's. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Jeez.
Yeah, that was. I'm like. Oh, no, like points. Are you baked right now?
Jeez. Oh, no. Points.
Hey,
but that's pretty impressive.
Can we go off topic a little bit? Can we go off topic a little bit?
Okay, I don't know where you're going with this, but yeah.
Did you see who's second in the league in goals?
Well, Andrew Mangiapane was tied for third. I don't know who's second. Who's second?
Take a guess.
Well, Dreisaitl's one, right?
Yep. He's one goal ahead of the guy that's breaking Wayne Gretzky's record for goals, Jesus. Baby. Let's go. 19 goals, 19 games. This guy's not slowing down. He's scoring 60 this year. He's well on his way, baby.
I'm gonna get you your own show.
And we're still doing this podcast. You are never gonna hear the end of
it. I'll pull out my autographed Ovechkin jersey and wear it for you.
Proudly. Because the last 2 years I've been trying to drill this into your brain.
I still don't think it'll happen.
Not breaking it.
I don't think it will.
He's on pace to shatter it.
I don't know, we'll see.
He's scoring 60 this year, Brad.
Well, we'll see.
He's got 19 and 19.
We'll see, Blake.
We'll see. I don't know.
What did you think of Panarin throwing his glove at Marchand?
Did you see what Marchand said today?
About to Panarin?
About how he said that nobody in Russia likes him and he's soft.
If he said that, then I'm fine. Like, that's not a big deal. But I heard, and I'm not, I heard that some of his remarks were pretty bad towards Panarin's heritage.
Yeah, he said that nobody in Russia likes him.
If that's what he said, I'm totally fine with that. I'm totally good with him saying that.
What do you think he said?
I don't know, but what I'm saying is if he took it a step further...
I mean, it comes from Marchand.
That's what I'm saying. Surprise me. If he took it a step further, then I want to know why he can say something about his ethnicity. But if that would have been Vander Kane there, Marchand would be kicked out of the league.
What do you think about your boy down in Barracuda?
We're going to get to him. My boy,
he's going to Vancouver. That's how you answer your question. That's how you fix the Canucks. You bring in Evander Kane to make the locker room even more cancerous.
Speaking of the Canucks, did you see... Okay, I want to get your take on Marchand Slewfoot.
I didn't see it live. Obviously, I've seen the replay a few times. I mean...
I thought it was one of the most brutal Slewfoots I've ever seen.
The guy has a history of doing it. He like dragged his leg and then he like brought his upper body and slammed to the ice. It was pretty dirty, I thought.
He gets 3 games for it.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I thought it would even maybe be
more.
It's
just a dangerous play. Like I said, like all of Reckman Larson fell really dangerous.
Well, in a bad spot of the ice too.
Yeah. And in front of the bench.
Well, right that close to the boards. And I'm just like, why is this happening? Like he's been fined almost $1 million over his career. $994,000 or something.
Yeah.
Why are we dealing with this shit?
Well, okay, so how did Subban do that 3 times and not get
that's what I was gonna bring up too.
I'm talking about that's where his reputation comes in.
Well, yeah, but okay, well, Subban's done it more times than Marchand, and he gets $5,000 for it. I don't understand that.
Yeah, 3 different times.
In 1 year?
In, like, 1 month?
I know.
I don't know.
Let's move on to other controversial crazy crap. Brandon Lemieux bites Brady Tkachuk during a fight.
Yeah.
Your thoughts?
Pulling a little Maxime Lapierre. I don't know.
Did you hear what Sean? I don't even want to talk about this dipshit because I don't even want to.
Sean Avery?
Did you hear what he said?
No.
He said, "Well, I'm sure Brady Tkachuk bit his own hand."
Maybe he's on to something.
Oh, give me a break.
I'm just kidding.
I'm not like the biggest Brady Tkachuk fan in the world, but like that's pretty far-fetched. He gets
I mean,
Lemieux gets 5 games for it. I thought that was perfect.
He had an in-person hearing, and it's a minimum of 5. So. Yeah, I kind of expected something along the lines of that. So,
I thought it was a
stupid shit. Like, what are we, 6?
I know. It's like gutless shit. I don't know.
Fighting fucking people on the ice? Like, Christ.
I can't even believe that would even happen. I was like.
Yeah, I know.
I know neither one of us are surprised on this one, but Matt Murray on waivers, clears waivers. What happens at this situation? We both said right the day he got signed, me and you were like, bad, 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 bad.
So, I mean, what do you mean what's going to happen? He's going to go down to Belleville and try and get his game back somehow. I don't know. What else do you do? Nobody's touching that contract. That's got 2 years left at fucking 6.25 or something, or might be 3 years left. Let me look. Let me pull up my favorite site, Brad. You want to guess what that is?
Well, I asked you the other day for 3 questions, and you couldn't even think about it, so...
Oh, no. Dang. No. I forgot about 3 questions today.
Well, you better come up with them quick.
Okay, let me do some research here.
Well, we're in the middle of talking about Matt Murray, Blake.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking up his contract right now.
He's got 2 more years, right?
I'm just, this thing is loading.
My internet's... I was afraid we weren't going to get to do the show tonight because my internet was been bad. I don't know.
What is going on with this? It's not loading.
Well, not anyways...
Oh, there we go. Okay, here we go. He has... Where is he at? Is he in the AHL now?
Yeah.
3 years left at 6.25.
Yeah.
That is not good.
No, that's not good.
My God.
Oof. So Montreal cleans house. It starts with Mellenby quitting because he doesn't get hired for a position that they haven't fired.
Oh, he wanted vice president?
Well, to me, I don't know, maybe I'm reading all this wrong or listening all this wrong. But the way it came out was that he was pissed that he didn't get hired for the GM position that Bergevin hadn't been fired for.
Right.
As awkward as that would be in the office.
Yeah.
And then the next day, Bergevin gets fired, and then they named Gordon executive vice president of hockey operations.
Not a bad hire. Not a bad hire. I like what the Rangers were doing when he was there.
I know, but could Montreal have, like, freaking jacked this around any more than...
Yeah. I don't know. It's hard to say.
Are you falling off the screen, Blake, or what's going on, dude?
No, I just moved my thing back. I don't know. Like, I think it was, the writing was kind of on the wall for old Markey.
Well, I kind of thought he was going to get fired years ago.
Yeah, and then they go to the cup, and then he gets bought some time, and then he didn't. And then they lowballed him in the offseason. He didn't sign an extension, and he's a lame duck GM. Team gets off to a bad start. He's an easy fire. Yeah. And Aquilini should take some notes from old Jeff Molson.
So you think the way Montreal's doing this is right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's been there 9 years. And they've had one good playoff run. Two good playoff runs. They'll probably win the Stanley Cup if Price don't get hurt in 14.
I don't know about that, but maybe. Maybe.
He's the best goalie in the world. Like, I don't know. It might be a little bold to say, but I mean, I don't think I'm that far-fetched.
You had the Devils winning the Cup a couple years ago.
I did not. Shut your mouth.
Oh, God. Speaking about crazy people, Evander Kane placed on waivers, clears waivers. I'm not going to lie. I was looking at a San Jose Sharks Facebook feed today, and someone asked the question on there, why wouldn't he just refuse to go to play for the Barracuda? And the first comment was, what are you, a moron? He's broke his ass because he's gambled all his money away and he needs money.
Yeah, I mean.
I also heard rumors that his agent had put out a press release saying that he's in contact with other teams and named Vancouver as one of them. And I just was like, oh my God. Let's bring a time bomb into a locker room that's already ready to explode because there's been rumors of JT Miller pissed off. Freaking Pettersson got benched the other night, and he was crying baby on the bench, and like, oh my God.
In my face right now, that's how I feel.
Let's
right
bring Evander Kane into the mix. That sounds like a great thing to do. That just sounds.
I mean, hey, he had 49 points, 56 games last year, almost a point a game. Bring him in.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Hey, he might be a good $3.5 million player for us. They're willing to retain half the salary.
Oh, God. I don't know, man. Do you bring a cancer in? I know he's a good hockey player, but do you bring that cancer in? Oof.
Hey, he's from Vancouver. Maybe he straightens himself out.
Oh, that's perfect then. Let's do it. Come on.
I'm joking.
You heard it here first. Kane to Vancouver.
No shot.
It's time for three questions.
It's time for three questions, which I'm sure Blake has no questions. So
I'm trying to think. Okay.
So this ought to be one. Really, really good for the listeners here. This question. Is going to be amazing.
Question number one. Does the NHL go to the Olympics?
No.
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 That would be sad. As a hockey fan, that would suck.
Be fitting, though, wouldn't it?
So what do you think's the hold, like, holding it back?
What's been holding back everything else in this world lately?
Well, yeah, the pandemic. I understand that, but, like...
There's no other reason besides the pandemic.
So they just don't want the virus over there? What is it, in Beijing, China?
Oh, boy.
Where's that?
Okay, let me ask you this. You're an owner of an NHL team.
Yeah, I get it.
And then one of your players gets it.
You got a quarantine, yada, yada, yada. I get that.
Oh, it's not worth it. This season has been too good a hockey to jeopardize it. Way too good.
Who does Montreal hire as a GM?
I can't believe I'm even freaking saying this. Patrick Waugh.
I was going to say that. Or maybe Danny Briere?
No.
He's in the East Coast GM right now?
No.
Patty Waugh said he's going to be open.
Patty Waugh has been open for freaking that guy with...
Turning it around the boys, taking them back to the cup.
Oh, I'm sure. Maybe he'll fight a coach along the way.
Question number three. What has been your most surprising team, and what is your biggest disappointed?
We just did this last week.
We did?
Yes. Do you want them again, dude? My most surprising team is... You want to know my biggest disappointment? Yeah. No,
it's got to be Vancouver.
No, it's the New York Islanders.
And then Vancouver?
Yeah. My biggest surprise? Calgary Flames.
Yeah.
How is it not? I mean, they're leading the Western Conference till tomorrow night when Edmonton wins.
Who are they playing tomorrow?
I don't care. Till tomorrow night when Edmonton wins. Seems like Edmonton wins every frickin' night, right? Don't they?
More 15-5. Edmonton's probably the most surprising team.
They're right up there with Calgary. I mean, I had Calgary further down the notch.
I just didn't think they'd be this dominant.
I feel like there's going to be wobbles for Edmonton coming up here. I'm not saying, for sure. And I'm not saying there won't be for Calgary either, but I don't know.
Minnesota's been really surprising too.
Kind of, but kind of not though too. Vancouver's been surprisingly shitty.
None of that, please. Thank you.
I don't know. I mean, Detroit's been fairly impressive. Not that I think they're going to make the playoffs or anything, but fairly impressive.
They might come back to Lucas Raymond.
You know, I peg Carolina as a good hockey team. I pegged them as second. But watching that team, that's a team that I wouldn't be too hesitant to.
I wouldn't want to face them in the playoffs.
I know. I wouldn't mind throwing a little bit of money in Vegas on that. I mean,
for them to win the cup?
Yeah. Yeah. And I get, hey, and how much hate mail do I get from Carolina? And I'm freaking calling a cup win for them.
That's what I'm saying. Like, are you getting more? Like, are you getting death threats?
No, I haven't lately. Like, I picked him to go deep last year in the playoffs, and I wasn't doing it to be a nice guy, man.
Keep an eye on that hate mail. Can be dangerous sometimes.
I know. I've had to hide my family.
Just don't say they're relocating to Harvard, because, boy, that will get you almost killed.
God, I guess. Or Jesus, don't make fun of their little fun and games after they win.
Yeah, no making fun of the storm surge.
Jesus, the team's got touchy fans.
You got a listener question today?
I do, from Tory King, Rochester, New York. Olympic jerseys were released this week. Team Canada and Team USA, which country has the better jersey?
I'm going to go Sweden. You know why? You want to know why?
Why?
Because they kept it simple. They had the same jerseys they always have. Why are we touching the Canadian logo?
I have no idea. That leaf is not the Canadian leaf.
If it is not broke, don't fix it. It's the same at the U.S. U.S. jerseys look like the U.S. soccer jerseys in the Olympics.
I know. It's brutal. Like, they both are bad.
What is wrong with the white, red, and blue trim with USA across diagonal? What is wrong with that from the 1980 Olympics?
Just do the same jersey.
Oh, my God. Like, it's almost like these guys, like, tried. Like, you go on Twitter.
You want to know why? Fans. You see that little swoosh on the jerseys?
Yeah, Nike.
That's the problem.
So, okay, but you go on Twitter, and there is literally fans that design jerseys that are way nicer. Yeah. I'm just like, oh, my God.
But, you know, I look at Canada's, and, like, the red and black has no white on it. It looks atrocious. The black one's even worse.
I like the black. I like the jerseys.
You gotta have white. Like they said, though, why not have a normal Canadian maple leaf on there and have them white and red, like your country's flag is? There's no black in your flag. And the USA should be red, white, and blue. There's no baby blue in our flag. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. It pisses me off.
What even is that?
I don't know.
It's terrible.
It's bad.
God, it's so bad.
It's frustrating.
Maybe one of the worst jerseys of all. Dare I say it's worse than New Jersey's thirds?
Yeah, it is. Which one? Both of them, probably.
But Sweden's got the nicest one. Sorry I didn't mention that, but they got the nicest one.
Sweden does have it simple.
K-I-S-S. Keep it simple, stupid. That's what people designing jerseys need to do.
Plus, I love tradition, and I don't know. That is just silly.
Yeah.
All right. Good pause. Today is the last day of... Yeah, good job, Blake. Another thumbs up for Mr. Friars. I'll give you a pass. Your team won 3 games this week. I'll give you a pass. All right, last day of November. Get on over to Hockey Fights Cancer. Get your donations in at hockeyfightscancer.com. You can also find the link at debatehockey.com. Check us out on YouTube at Inside Edge Hockey Media Group. And, rate, review, subscribe. Apple Podcasts. We're back next week again. And, God, I don't know if there'll be as much news next week as there was this week to talk. It was batshit crazy with NHL news. We'll see. Enjoy this week's hockey action. We're back next week talking hockey again. Get connected to the Debate Hockey Podcast on all forms of social media. Follow the show on Twitter at Debate Hockey, and follow the hosts on Twitter at Brad Brood and at Friars_Blake. The Debate Hockey Podcast can also be found on Facebook, and check out the podcast website for all the current and archived shows at debatehockey.com. Get connected, stay connected for insight, opinions, and yes, controversy. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Debate Hockey Podcast with your hosts Brad Brood and Blake Friars. For more great content and to stay up to date, check out debatehockey.com and on Twitter at Debate Hockey. We'll catch you next time. This episode of the Debate Hockey Podcast was copyrighted and produced by the Inside Edge Hockey Media Group.